Folks, when you start to step into a situation and you're dealing with public officials, I suggest very strongly that you make positively sure that you write letters that are very clear, very descriptive of what took place. Because we now know that I have tape recordings of these officers, of what they did to me. We have tape recordings of what these DAs did to me in that office. We have tape recordings that show what this officer David Ray said. He said that he did talk to Mesman. Mesman says he never heard anything matter about this. And now we have Mr. Mark Buller writing in and saying, hey, all these guys didn't do anything wrong. He didn't even listen to the recordings. He didn't have them in his possession. He's implicated also. I'm not trying to make a big deal out of this because it's happened to me. But what I said at the beginning of this program, I'm sending out a flare, and I'm showing via reality radio what happens to an individual when you try to have a grievance addressed. And this ties back into the story of Mr. Stephen Magritz back in Wisconsin, that when he tried to have a grievance addressed by public officials back there, they swatted him out of his house with a 25-man SWAT team, and he is now in jail. It is outrageous. His stories go on and on. But let me give you the good notes on this matter. Right now, there is an attorney by the name of Linda Stockdale out of San Francisco, and she has filed a lawsuit against Governor Gray Davis and the State Compensation Insurance Fund and a whole bunch of other top-level government officials. For what? Racketeering, RICO, fraud. What did these guys do? I read the complaint. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. What they did was they denied an injured worker his workman compensation benefits. And then they continued to take their checks from this man that was supposed to getting them and cash them and put them back into the fund. How does this stuff happen? It happens by public officials not being held accountable and government agencies doing things they absolutely cannot do. Now, some of you might say, oh, well, she filed that lawsuit, but it'll never get very far. Not so. Because this last week, what happened, Gray Davis and all their attorneys, I think it was like 16 of them, walked into a federal courtroom in the Eastern District, and they tried to get this complaint dismissed against them. And what they did was they said, well, you know what? If all these things that this Ms. Stockdale says in this complaint are even true, and we'll accept that as that for the moment, if they are true, we have still not done anything that you can hold us accountable for. Well, you know what? When the judge looked at it, and because Mrs. Linda Stockdale was the individual that originally drafted the administrative laws for the state of California under Governor George Duke Machen, she knew exactly what these guys had done wrong, and she caught them and she nailed them, and the judge says, dismissal denied, you guys have got to answer the complaint. Meaning that Gray Davis and the State Compensation Insurance Fund and a person by the name of Elaine Bush are on the line for prison. Now, I want you to tell everybody that you know that's had a problem with a workman's compensation injury where they've submitted claims and not been paid to contact us at attorneybusters.com at 888-211-6035. Again, that's 888-211-6035. Tell everyone that has had a problem with workman's compensation claims not being paid or delayed or being jerked around to give us a call. Because we want to gather as many of these individuals out there that had this done to them and make Ms. Stockdale aware of them. Because this is formulated into a class action lawsuit. And really, the epicenter of all this is government agencies not doing what they're supposed to be doing and holding each other accountable. And that is the purpose of attorneybusters.com. We're going to do as much as we possibly can to try to support Linda Stockdale in her endeavors because she is one smart lady. I talked to her for a long time this last week, and I respect her, and I believe she's going to take these gentlemen down. And also, you will notice you haven't heard about this in the general media yet, have you? Don't you think a RICO lawsuit that survived this demur, they call it, would be front page news? No. Why? Well, right now we're hearing about all the demise of California due to the collapse of the State Compensation Insurance Fund. And the reason why everybody believes that the state compensation insurance fund is collapsing is because of all these gosh darn worthless individuals, being these individuals that submit these false claims. And that's what's drained this system? It's not so. It's bull. That's a con. That's a charade. That's them, again, trying to make the victims out to be the accused. The drain on our state compensation insurance fund is not from the filing of fraudulent insurance claims by injured workers. It's from attorneys draining it in legal fees and running these con games back and forth and not paying victims that had injuries their claims in a timely manner. That is where the problem lies.